Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 109, Great Commission. Sent with His Authority. There's something tender and powerful about the moment Jesus gathered His disciples after the resurrection. They were still unsure, still carrying their own fears and failures, still trying to understand what came next. And into that mixture of humanity and hope, Jesus spoke words that have shaped the church ever since. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28:19-20. I don't know about you, but I find comfort in the fact that Jesus gave the Great Commission to ordinary people, people who had stumbled, doubted, and even run away. He didn't wait for them to become spiritual giants. He sent them as they were, trusting that His presence would be enough. That truth still steadies my heart today. Ministry doesn't begin with our strength. It begins with His authority and His companionship, and the more I walk with Him, the more I realize He delights in using imperfect people to carry a perfect message. Before Jesus ever said, "Go," He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." That means we never step into conversations, relationships, or opportunities alone. We carry the authority of the risen Christ, not to dominate, but to serve, not to pressure, but to invite, not to impress, but to love, when He says, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you," John 20:21. He is reminding us that our mission flows from His heart, not our performance. His authority becomes our confidence, especially in moments when we feel small or unsure. And the mission itself is beautifully relational. Jesus didn't tell us to make converts, He told us to make disciples. A disciple is someone who learns Christ, grows in Christ, and discovers the joy of living from Christ. That takes time. It takes patience. It takes walking with people through their questions, their wounds, their victories, and their everyday life. It's not a program, it's a relationship shaped by grace. Some of the most meaningful ministry happens quietly in simple conversations or small acts of kindness that the Spirit uses in ways we may never fully see. We're not left to do this in our own energy. Jesus promised, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Acts 1:8, the Spirit doesn't just help us speak. He helps us love. He softens our hearts, opens our eyes, and gives us courage we didn't know we had. Ministry becomes less about trying harder and more about letting His life flow through us. When we witness, we're simply sharing what He's doing in us, His faithfulness, His grace, His steady presence. The Great Commission is not a heavy burden. It's a beautiful invitation. It's the privilege of joining Jesus in what He is already doing in the world. Every conversation, every act of kindness, every prayer whispered for someone else, these become threads in the tapestry of His redeeming work. We don't control outcomes. We simply show up faithfully, trusting Him with the rest. And then comes the promise that anchors everything. "I am with you always, not sometimes, not when we feel strong, not when we get it right always." His presence is our courage, our peace, and our steady companion in every step of ministry. The Great Commission isn't a task to complete. It's a life to live. A life of walking with Jesus and helping others discover the grace we've found in Him. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.